in the valley of the jolly.
Ho, ho, ho.
Wow!
Heard about the jolly green giant.
Potatoes.
He's so big and mean.
Artichoke hearts.
Hey folks, and welcome to another video from A Plain Truth. Were there giants that once ruled America? Were the giants Tartarians? Were the giants the Nephilim that came down from the fallen angels? Or were they destroyed by Satan or Lucifer and his fallen angels? So I want to just give you a little visual here of massive, massive evidence of a major cover-up on record, in books, chronicled Smithsonian cover-up, which we'll get into in a minute. But we see evidence after evidence, all the way to Nevada, across the country. Look at this picture, folks. This is documented evidence of giant skeletal bones found across the United States. And then notice how during the Mississippi River, when the river went south, the whole reset, it seems like between 1810 to 1815, there was a great reset with a common massive floods when the mud floods hit. But look at the amount of giants that were bones that are found in New York and New Jersey and Maryland and out here in California as well. I mean, these people, there's photographic evidence wherever you look, not photoshopped, okay? And this is one of the reasons they said they went into Iraq was to get rid of the last of the giants. And these are Moorish giants. These are the Black Moors. A lot of them are. And the Book of Enoch talks about the giants. We found giant skulls. Yeah, they could be made up. Yeah, they could have put them done photos, but the evidence is just overwhelming that there were giants on the earth. Now, were they the Nephilim, were they Enoch and Enlil? I mean, look at these stairways, folks. Why would they build such massive stairways? Look at the size of this book, which we'll get into a little bit more. And then look at the size of the blades they found for a cutting knife underneath the ocean. And here you see the different types of heights of bones that have been found from just a few records of giants. Some as tall as 36 feet tall. Impossible, you say. Well, think again. We've been lied to about everything. Here's Africa. China. What about these doors, folks? I mean, look at the size of the people and look at the size of these doors and look at the eloquence of the doors. I mean, back in the horse and buggy days, yeah, they didn't even hardly knew cement and they're making these massive doors everywhere for entrances. In England, in Europe, in Turkey, Morocco, all over the world, South America. Massive doors everywhere. Further evidence that there were giants among the earth. And maybe as little as just 100 years, a century ago. It's very, very possible and very, very likely. And then notice the gargoyles. They always have this intimate, intricate. I mean, these doors can be metal and they're all carved in metal. How did they do that? You know, were there giants here? Well, here's some giants books, right? Here's a giant book with a picture of Italy showing giants all around it. Look at how tall that book is. Maybe that guy's like, say, 5'8", 5'9". That book's 6 feet tall. Oh, and how about this book? Why did they make books so big if it wasn't for giants to read? Unlikely Photoshop, folks. Look at this gun. I mean, are you kidding me? Now, again, we see more evidence of weapons. Look at the samurai swords they had back then. Look at the hatchet blades they had. And this is in Morocco, and the research Peter Calissimo says he discovered a complete arsenal of hunting weapons, including 500 double-edged axes weighing 17 and a half pounds, 20 times as heavy as would be convenient for a modern man. Who could handle this type of axe? Is the story of David and Goliath not an allegory, but a true story? Is this a story of the allegory of the Romanovs taking out the Tartarians? Remember Paul Bunyan and his ox Babe? Maybe that's an allegory. And then we have modern times of giants being around here. Oh yeah, you could say it's Photoshop. Yes, you could. But then again, the evidence is too overwhelming. So check this out. So we saw in the title of that book about the cover-up by the Smithsonian Institute of the destruction of thousands of giants and early human skeletons in early 1900s. They admit they destroyed thousands of giant human skeletons. They admit the U.S. Supreme Court had to force them to admit that they had uncovered giant skeletons and destroyed them. The allegations stemming from the American Institute of Alternative Archaeology that the Smithsonian had destroyed thousands of giant human remains during the early 1900s. After the 168-year-old institution, during the court case, new elements were brought to light as several Smithsonian whistleblowers admitted to the existence of documents that proved the destruction of tens of thousands of human skeletons between 6 and 12 feet tall. James Crotcher, with the spokesman for AIAC, says there has been a major cover-up by Western archaeological institutions since the early 1900s to make us to believe that America was first colonized by Asian people migrating through the Bering Strait 15,000 years ago, when in fact there are hundreds of thousands of burial mounds all over America, which the natives claim were there a long time before and that show traces of a highly developed civilization, complex use of metal alloys, and where giant human skeleton remains are frequently found but still go unreported in the media and the news outlets. Now, they're not talking about Tartarians. They don't go there yet. But turning point of the court case was when a 1.3-meter-long humor femur bone was shown as evidence in the court of existence of such giant human bones. The evidence came as a blow to Smithsonian lawyers as the bone had been stolen from the Smithsonian by one of their high-level curators in the mid-1930s who kept the bone all his life and admitted on his deathbed in writing of the undercover operations, quote, "It was a terrible thing that is being done to the American people. We are hiding the truth about the forefathers of our humanity, our ancestors, the giants who roamed the earth as recalled in the Bible and the ancient text of the world." Finally, after a century of lies, the truth about our giant ancestors shall be revealed to the world, he acknowledged, visibly satisfied by the court ruling. And again, here's more images. Can you imagine how big that person was? Then they get in giant footprints that could be made anywhere. And then you can see the heights up to 36 feet tall. And here's documentation of where they've been found. 15-foot human skeleton found in Turkey. Rome, 8 feet 6 inches. 12 feet tall, 14 foot tall by King Og. Skeleton found in 1500 AD in Valence, France. Chamon, France. And so they've kept these lies going, and you don't see this Supreme Court case that, of this ruling that was supposed to be released. And who are the founding? I mean, the Smithsonian is the archival history where everybody goes to for the history. They have the Apollo lunar module there, you know, and all this. But they absolutely admitted, the Supreme Court made them admit, that they buried, got rid of, destroyed thousands and thousands of giant's bones. And supposedly the dinosaur was found by one tooth that they extrapolated out of Mississippi by the British archaeologist and said it's a dinosaur. And then they got all these dinosaurs everywhere in all these museums. Well, look who funds the Oprah Winfrey Charitable Foundation, $20 million. Her fund put in over $20 million. Oh, we got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We got all the pedophilias in here. Boeing, the Ford Foundation, you know, Michael Jordan's in there too, the Rockefeller Foundation. The Smithsonian Channel is even donating to Smithsonian. 20th Century Fox, so you can see who's running the show by all of these insiders that are keeping the truth from being known.
This one is very interesting. Warren K. Moorhead. Moorhead was an archaeologist, one of the most famous ones at the time, and he unearthed maritime archaic burial sites in Maine. And they say his career was ruined because he theorized that one day they would find bones of the maritime archaic that were very old. Excuse me. And they would find them up in, you know, Nelliac Cove in Labrador and the northern climates. He was proven right 70 years later. But I have a feeling his career was ruined more because of this and less because of that. He started to find giant skeletons in copper armor, things like that in the mounds, all documented. And Moorhead was, he found an 8-foot I'll get to that story. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But anyways, this is what we found in Tioga Point, Pennsylvania. 68 skeletons averaging 7 feet with many much larger. Specimens sent to the American Investigating Museum in Philly. Later, the museum claimed they were stolen and have never been seen again. That's a shame. So you get these reports from Scientific American, American Antiquarian, the Smithsonian Records, New York Times, Town Histories. I have amassed now nearly 1,000 accounts of giant skeletons in ancient America. There are other authors who write books about these things, and you will see that it is a lot more well-known than one would think. So the Native Americans talked about massive cemeteries filled with giant skeletons. They were dismissed as crazy myths. Scientific American, a tradition of giants. That doesn't sound like an isolated case, a tradition. The Smithsonian, this is one of the lot, they have many accounts of 7 and 8 foot skeletons in their records. In the ethnology reports from 1890 to 1894, one of the largest ones, 7 and 8 feet. My editor, Wayne May, Ancient American, a lot of articles are printed in this magazine about what we're talking about. This particular one was about three over 8 foot skeletons found in a Kentucky. The article was reprinted from 1873 in a Kentucky cave. This is the San Diego giant, 8'4". I know it looks fake, but this is real. Three scientists from the Smithsonian showed up. These guys were displaying this like a sideshow act at a World's Fair, some fair in San Diego. They found it 8'4" in a cave. Smithsonian agents, they examined it, they determined it was authentic. They did tests on it, they bought it for $500, and we haven't heard from it again. The Smithsonian has 18,000 skeletons of mound builders and Native Americans that nobody can look at. Yes, this was called the largest skull in the world in Texas, found by WPA workers in the 30s, right there. They unearthed other large bones there. So, Carolyn Spark, head of the records at Texas Archaeological Research Lab, said, the particular specimen that you ask about, the large skull found at the Morehouse site in 1939, is noted in our paperwork as missing from the collection and has been for some time. This is the norm. When you investigate these things, when you talk to people, where are the skeletons? Unfortunately, a lot of times, there are some around, but a lot of them go missing. 10'9", this was found by the sheriff in Welling, Virginia. Another thing, reputable people found these things. Chief justices, judges, doctors. And doctors would always be brought in to look at these remains. They would measure them. The townspeople would be astounded. It would be in the records, they would say, like, as if never to forget, on this day, this 9 foot skeleton was found, and there were people gathered round at the enormous creature from the Stone Age, or whatever, however they would speculate about it. So it's not, it is a well known thing. The Lovelock skulls. Back guano farmers in the 20s found a series of 8 and 9 foot mummified giants in Lovelock, Nevada. The skeletal remains went to the Humboldt Museum. Barbara Powell, the curator there, sent back an email saying, yes, in fact, we have some of the Lovelock skulls, the giant skulls. David Hatcher Childress, the researcher, showed these on the History Channel. It's in a back drawer, but it was on a History Channel special, and he showed the specimens. Sorry to throw so much at you. The questions are, where are they? What's going on? This gives you a kind of a feel for what's going on here about the Smithsonian and their involvement in this. A large Indian mound was opened near Gastonville, Pennsylvania, by a committee of scientists from the Smithsonian. At some depth of from the surface, a kind of vault was found in which was discovered the skeleton of a giant measuring 7'2", ornamented with a copper crown. On the stones which cover the vault were carved inscriptions, hieroglyphs, and when deciphered, will doubtless lift the veil that now shrouds the history of the race of people that once inhabited this part of the continent. The relics have been carefully packed and forwarded to the Smithsonian Institution, and they are said to be the most interesting collection ever found in the U.S. The explorers are now at work on another mound in Barton County, Pennsylvania. 7'3", strange hieroglyphs that need to be deciphered. Copper crown, 130 years passed, and we've never heard this. This is American Antiquarian who wrote this report. These are scientists who took part in these digs. These just disappeared. One thing I found interesting when I was reading the reports, I found that a lot of them were for the Rosicrucians and the Freemasons of giant skeletons. And so I started to read the kind of secret texts of the Freemasons. I hope I make it to next week. And I would find the same kind of reports, giant skeletons, double rows of teeth. Embedded in the history, they believe, or they passed down, I think the Freemasons from the temple priests of Heliopolis in Egypt. I think there was a lineage of knowledge that has been passed down about the hidden history of the human race. And part of that is interwoven in this whole story, a lost civilization more than 12,000 years old that came to the United States and other places after a great flood. It's very interesting that you would find this same stuff in the texts of the Rosicrucians and the Freemasons. Very, very interesting. So what you find all around the planet are thousands of structures like this. Pumapunku, the pyramids, Nan Maedol, you know, 500 million tons of quarried basalt brought from several miles across mountains in Micronesia, one of the most remotest places on Earth. Pumapunku, Bolivia, 17,000-year-old city of Tiwanaku in Pumapunku, where you have stone crosses dug into diorite, the second hardest substance on Earth. You would need CNC machines to do all the cutting, just things that boggle the mind. And we're told that we came from a semi-civilized state and now at the apex of civilization. Something is clearly wrong. That site proves it. There is much more evidence of older structures all around the planet. You don't find just one. That's all you find, just like the giant skeleton reports. You don't just find one. Something's profoundly wrong in what we're being told.